This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen and Tamira Rush from our newsroom. Good morning, Tamira.
Good morning, Larry.
So your story intrigued us on a number of levels about the potential for a new bipartisan bill to legalize recreational marijuana in the state of Pennsylvania.
Correct.
All around us, as you know, in Ohio, New Jersey, New York, it has been legal. And yesterday, Maryland made news because they pardoned a bunch of people who had possession records and arrests and expunged those so that they could potentially get jobs they couldn't get or otherwise just remove the stigma.
Right.
But when you talk about the potential for recreational marijuana in Pennsylvania, how realistic and how fast you think that might happen?
I think it's kind of like a trickle-down effect, right? When you see the neighboring states doing the same thing, it's like, hey, there's money to be involved. And when you have a situation like this where it's a bipartisan bill, right? You have a Republican and Democrat coming together for something like this. It's like you don't see this happen very often. But when you say that there is a billion dollars to be made from recreational marijuana, at the end of the day, you look in and you say other states are doing it. Why can't we?
When you say $1 billion, you're talking about potential tax revenue?
Yes, $1 billion in tax revenue next year. That's what the state reps are pushing for. And I think that's the way to go when, you know, you have this, you know, war on drugs and it seems like it's never coming to fruition. You look at alternatives, and I think this is something great. I think people, you know, have served time for marijuana, and you look around and you have, you know, people who are, you know, it's legalized in some states. I think how many states? Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. Why can't we?
The entire country of Canada to the north, and the federal government, I know they're flirting with taking it out and being a Schedule I drug. Part of the issue is for a lot of states is at the federal level, it's still illegal, which is bizarre.
Yeah, it's really it really is.
So we're in an odd, you know, we're now surrounded.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like you jump on the bandwagon kind of thing to say, hey, but if there is monies to be made, you know, the states are going to move towards something like that. I mean, it's fortunate, but it's unfortunate as well. However, when you look at the communities that are suffering from, you know, the war on drugs and the arrests that come with something like this, it's now given people an opportunity in certain communities to live better.
I would imagine it's still, if they said today, if they stamped this and the governor signed it in Harrisburg today, just how long it would take to actually, you know, where you would have, I guess, recreational dispensaries pop up.
Right. But there are dispensaries. I mean,
they're already there.
Exactly. So this isn't anything new. It's happening. It's just that our state, Pennsylvania, isn't on board with it just yet. But I guarantee you, with $1 billion in tax revenue, I can guarantee that this is going to happen.
And the thinking is that it could be passed this year.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope for people who have pushed this. And I know Dan Lachlan, a Republican up north in the Erie area, and we have both Democrats and Republicans now. For a long time, that wasn't the case. But now you have this bipartisan move. So if it would pass this year, then I don't know when the first marijuana stand would open.
Well, yeah, but you also have to think about the people who are actually incarcerated for the sale of marijuana. See, that's an issue too, right?
Yeah, it's a big issue, yeah, and that's what
it sets the governor up for. What happened in Maryland yesterday? They had over 175,000. What was it? He granted pardons to over. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's
for,
right.
For convictions on various marijuana crimes.
That's exactly right.
So you've got people locked up right now in Pennsylvania who would probably need to be let go.
That's correct. Right? So yeah, I mean, it's a win-win overall, you know, when you have where we are now from where we were before, I think it's something that, I mean, if people are listening, it's State Rep Emily Kincaid, Democrat of Allegheny County, and State Rep Aaron Coffer of Luzerne County. So if people are listening and they want to, you know, call their legislators and tell them to get on board with this, I think that's something great.
And you were saying earlier, Tamira, that there are already dispensaries, which would lead me to believe that they would just need to add a retail component.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're already out there. So that would just be added on to it, right? So it's we have dispensaries all over.
I wonder if they could just add on to the state stores. Remember, I mean, we were
Larry.
Right. What are you trying to do?
Crying out loud.
Well, I mean, while you're
pick
there,
up a bottle
fired.
Of wine in a joint. I can't believe it.
That's right. Like, well, really?
Well, part of this measure is that, you know, the legal framework would be expunging criminal charges against people who were found guilty of smoking it, possession, or even distributing it in the past.
You know, come to think of it, Larry, what you've just touched on makes perfect sense.
Why wouldn't they? They already have the structure set up. You got state employees in these wine shops. Just add a little section over here.
I guess.
I've never been inside one of those places. I've never been inside a medical marijuana facility, but I've never been to, now I've been to states where marijuana is legal, but I've never gone
into a dispensary. Have you ever been to Vegas at all?
I've been to Vegas, but I've never been to a dispensary.
Is it because you weren't interested or you thought that it was wrong? I mean, because you could take, and I'm not saying that, but
no.
If you go, I mean, if they're there, why not?
I'm curious on what is in there? What do they sell? How do they do it? Is it just like apothecary jars with different
it's
brands?
It's similar to if you would go to, say, okay, in Monroeville Mall, you have stores that sell cannabis, CBD, hookah.
The
pipes and all of that. So it's similar. It's like you're going grocery shopping, but you're grocery shopping for marijuana.
I remember there was a place in Squirrel Hill called Heads Together.
Uh-oh.
Now you're talking 1970s here,
to say,
right?
I'm going way back.
No, wait. They sold, you'll love this, water beds and water bombs.
That's right. That's what it was.
Heads Together, their commercial was, "We got what you need."
A bed and a bong?
A bed and a bong. Hey, if this passes, Heads Together may be back in Squirrel
Hill.
That's
good.
Hill.
I think it's a good thing. So I'll keep you posted, and I'm going to reach out to the state reps to try to get their position.
Tamira Rush.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.